Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining me again today. This is your host, Brother T. We're back with you on March 7th, 2020. And we're going to be discussing lesson 67, Love Created Me Like Itself. But before we do, let's just join together for a moment of silence. Let's take a good deep breath before we begin our lesson. Lesson 67, Love Created Me Like Itself. Today's idea is the complete and accurate statement of what you are. This is why you are the light of the world. This is why God appointed you as the world's Savior. This is why the Son of God looks to you for His salvation. He is saved by what you are. We will make every effort today to reach this truth about you and to realize fully, if only for a moment, that it is the truth. In the longer practice period, we'll think about your reality and its wholly unchanged and unchangeable nature. We'll begin by repeating this truth about you and then spend a few minutes adding some relevant thoughts such as holiness created me holy, kindness created me kind, helpfulness created me helpful, perfection created me perfect. Any attribute which is in accord with God as He defines Himself is appropriate for use. We're trying today to undo your definition of God and replace it with His own. We are also trying to emphasize that you are part of His definition of Himself. After you have gone over several such related thoughts, try to let all thoughts drop away for a brief preparatory interval, and then try to reach past all your images and preconceptions about yourself to the truth in you. If love created you like itself, this self must be in you and somewhere in your mind. It is there for you to find. You may find it necessary to repeat the idea for today from time to time to replace distracting thoughts. You may also find that this is not sufficient and that you need to continue adding other thoughts related to the truth about yourself. Yet perhaps you will succeed in going past that and through the interval of thoughtlessness to the awareness of a blazing light in which you recognize yourself as love created you. Be confident that you will do much today to bring that awareness nearer, whether you feel you have succeeded or not. It'll be particularly helpful today to practice the idea for today as often as you can. You need to hear the truth about yourself as frequently as possible because your mind is so preoccupied with false self-images. 4 or 5 times an hour, and perhaps even more. It would be most beneficial to remind yourself that love created you like itself. Hear the truth about yourself in this. Try to realize in the shorter practice periods that this is not your tiny solitary voice that tells you this. This is the voice for God, reminding you of your Father and of yourself. This is the voice of truth, replacing everything that your ego tells you about yourself with the simple truth that the Son of God, with the simple truth about the Son of God, you were created by love like itself. Love created me like itself. Let's take a good deep breath and consider this idea for just a brief moment in silence. Love created me like itself. When we think of even our separated mind attributes of love, real love, what we would define as love, even the egoic construct of love, at its highest expectation, is love, we might say, that has no harshness. It has no judgment, that it accepts us as we are. The word I want to put in front of that idea, that construct, would be unconditional love. And I've referred in the past to the work of Dr. David Hawkins in Power versus Force and the vibrational level of love on his scale is very high. And the next level that's recognized by his scale of consciousness through the testing of, you know, kinesiology, muscle testing, is unconditional love. And this is in very high level of consciousness, indeed, unconditional love. We might recognize that level of love in our pets when the cat is purring. That energy, that vibration, you know what I'm talking about. When we get to that level of caring, loving being, the cat begins to purr. And also, we might see it in the wagging of the dog's tail. So those are two visible recognition. One's audible and the other one visual of unconditional love being expressed. It's a very high level. A very high level of consciousness. But of course, the love of God would be far, far beyond what the ego mind could even begin to imagine love to be. But certainly, there is no room in that level of consciousness, in that vibration of real love, true love, where we might see some of the human attributes, things like selfishness, things like fear, shame, guilt, anger, depression, anxiety. Of course, we can go down the list. And that list, those attributes are the attributes of the ego self, not what God would possibly be. One of the biggest errors that we've agreed to do, to make, that we've, you know, it's a mutual agreement that we've made historically, even through our religious organizations, is to give God human attributes, kind of making God up to be superhuman. Indeed, this is not what God would be, not in the least. So when we're doing this work, we literally begin to see that these levels of human consciousness can be transcended. And that's what this teaching is pointing us to. It's pointing us to the higher level of being human, where ultimately we begin to combine with that self, the higher self. So, for the sake of conversation, I'll just look at some of these levels of consciousness that we can all recognize. Shame, guilt, apathy, grief, fear, desire, anger, pride. And then we move into more affirmative, empowering levels of consciousness, which would be courage, even neutrality, where our life view is, you know, fairly satisfactory, and our God view is that God is enabling us, is a very high level of consciousness. And then there's willingness and acceptance and reason, and then love. And this is where we see God as loving. And this is where we see life as basically benign. And we have basically a reverence for life. And maybe we're beginning to be revelation ready because we're moving to these higher levels of consciousness. That is the consciousness level that even A Course in Miracles was said to hold, unconditional love. Holiness created me holy. Kindness created me kind. Helpfulness created me helpful. Perfection created me perfect. Yeah, that last one's a little difficult to get her head around sometimes, but you've heard me say this before, and this was shared by Rajpour through Paul Tuttle. This was Jesus speaking through Paul, simply sharing, hey, you're perfect. Not behind the point of perfection, nor advancing toward it. And you must see yourself therefrom. Because if you and God are one, and God is perfect, these are attributes of God, then you must therefore be perfect as well. Because God wouldn't create, being perfect, anything that could possibly be not perfect. So this is applying reason to our conversation. You might find it necessary to repeat the idea for today from time to time to replace distracting thoughts. You may also find that this is not sufficient and that you need to continue adding other thoughts related to the truth about yourself. Yet perhaps you will succeed in going past that and through the interval of thoughtlessness to the awareness of a blazing light in which you recognize yourself as love, capital L love, and that as love that created you. Be confident that you will do much today to bring that awareness nearer. Love, capital L love, created you like itself. Here is the truth about yourself in this. So this lesson is something that we need to maybe set our smartphone to go off, you know, maybe every 5 or 10 minutes or so, and just set it on vibrate or whatever, but let it remind you to say this to yourself, write it down. Love created me like itself. Put it in a piece of paper and stick it in your pocket. And every time your smartphone goes off, pull that out and read that. Love created me like itself, capital I, itself. It's complete and an accurate statement of what you are. You are love. One of my very first experiences of what I would refer to as unconditional love, I believe, myself, when I look at my life as it's unfolded and the things that have, the experiences I have been in this life, was my grandmother. She had quite a few children herself. She was born in the late 1800s, and she lived a very long life, well into her 90s, and all of her children were very, very loving. She was the most, I guess, forgiving and loving, you know, loving person that I ever knew. But for whatever reason, who knows? But my mom was her last child, and I was my mother's first born son. So I had the opportunity of, for whatever reason, being special, if you want to call it that, to my grandmother. But I'm pretty sure she treated all of her grandchildren as special, that they all thought that they were special in her eyes. But I certainly did. But it seemed that no matter what I might do, as a young boy, she was always there. She never really judged me for anything. She was always willing to listen, always willing to love, always willing to serve. And that was my first real experience of unconditional love. And it established a foundation in my life that I would want to return to as an adult myself, that I could possibly hold that standard in my interactions with my children and my spouse and my family and my extended family and my brothers and sisters. And it's a high call. But the small ego self isn't really the one, if you will, the separated self that takes us to this level of consciousness. When we get to this level of consciousness, I truly believe that we are joined in mind with a capital V voice for God, the Holy Spirit, which is nothing more than your right mind. So that self, capital S self, is what he's referring to in this particular lesson today. If love, capital L love, created you like capital I itself, this capital S self must be in you. We could say, okay, the small sleeping self is in you, really. It is a part of you. It's a part of your mind that really doesn't become part of your awareness until you drift off into sleep, but it's there, right? It's you continuing to live, at least a portion of your mind, continuing to play out the fantasy that it's somewhere other than where it actually is. I mean, it creates a whole world and events and dramas and things and people that populate that experience. And then we wake up and realize, well, that's not all of me. So but it is me. It's a part of me. It's in there, so to speak, in my mind. And he's telling us that the Holy Spirit, our right mind, our capital S self, is available. And it is in our mind. It is a part of our mind. And so this lesson is taking us to that level of consideration about who we are, about what we are. We are as God created us to be. Love created me like itself. A beautiful lesson worthy of our consideration today. I love you, my brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining me in our discussion and in a reading of our lesson today. I look forward to being back with you again tomorrow. God bless. Stay the course.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander to temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea.